the reasons why animals like Sauroposeidon have an enlargement in their hip is because there's actually a lot going on back there. There are lots of muscles that are in the legs and also muscles that are going through the tail.
The primitive brain in its pelvis keeps Sauroposeidon's legs and tail in sync with its body. Without it, they could never have grazed over such large territories, and possibly they wouldn't have even been able to walk at all. This tiny bundle of nerves, weighing just a few grams, allows herds of Sauroposeidon to rule the great plains of the southern Midwest of America for almost 15 million years. Another plant eater couldn't appear more different. It's small, weak, and highly intelligent. But like Sauroposeidon, Parasaurolophus live in herds. They stick together and are constantly on the lookout for threats. But for Parasaurolophus, there's a problem. Their eyes are on the side of their head, so fields of vision don't overlap. This leaves a blind spot straight ahead, a possible opening for an attacker.
They couldn't see directly behind themselves, and they actually would have problems seeing directly in front of themselves.
It's almost a different visual world than one that we can imagine.
The Parasaurolophus have a solution to this problem.
When you've got multiple Parasaurolophus living together, that means multiple eyes to scan the horizon. And if one of you is feeding, munching on the plants on the ground, the other can keep its eyes out, looking around, keeping an eye out for a Tyrannosaur.